From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Some new polls show that Democrat Hillary Clinton increased her lead over Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump in several key states. In New Hampshire, Clinton leads Trump by 47% to 32% in a new poll conducted for WBUR Radio. However, 46% of the respondents said that Mrs. Clinton is not fit to be president. That's compared to 56% of the New Hampshire voters who said the same about Donald Trump. In Pennsylvania, meanwhile, Clinton leads Trump 49% to 38% among likely voters. Florida has Clinton leading Trump by 6 percentage points, 48% to 42%, according to a poll released Thursday by Suffolk University in Boston. In Michigan, Clinton leads Trump by 9 points, according to a poll put out by the Detroit News and WDIV-TV. The vice presidential candidates were stumping for their running mates on Thursday, with Indiana Governor Mike Pence telling an audience in North Carolina that Donald Trump was uniquely American. Pence, who has recently found himself at odds with Trump on some issues, told the crowd that Trump does not play politics but says what he means. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine told the National Urban League that Hillary Clinton stands for equality for all people.
We've got to tear down the barriers that remain and hold ourselves to the ideals that sets us apart from the world, that no matter your race, religion, sex, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, or anybody or anything else, everybody in this country should get a fair chance. Everybody's equal, and everybody should be treated that way.
Republican Donald Trump's campaign declined an invitation to speak. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Egypt's military says the leader of the Islamic State's affiliate in the Sinai Peninsula has been killed, along with several key aides and 45 other members of the extremist group. A posting on the Facebook page of the Egyptian military's chief spokesman said Abu Doa al-Ansari was killed in an operation south of the coastal city of El Arish. It said the operation was carried out by counterterrorism forces backed by warplanes and guided by accurate intelligence. Egyptian forces have been battling Islamic State militants in Sinai for years. The insurgency there has grown deadlier since the 2013 ouster by the military of Mohamed Morsi, the Islamist president whose 1 year in office proved divisive for the country. Senior United Nations officials warn that plans to resume intra-Syrian peace negotiations by the end of August are at risk because of escalating fighting between government and rebel forces. The United Nations, that is, had hoped to deliver humanitarian aid to 1.2 million people in besieged and hard-to-reach areas affected by the conflict in July. But the senior advisor to Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says only 40% reached people.
And it is heartbreaking, really, for humanitarian workers that are ready with supplies, with trucks, with people who are willing to risk a lot to go to places, that we were prevented from reaching 60% of the 1.2 million that we had hoped to go to.
Meanwhile, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported at least 40 airstrikes on opposition areas of Aleppo and nearby towns. Several Russian athletes are waiting to learn their fates after Thomas Bach, the International Olympic Committee president, said that a decision will be announced late Thursday after a review of the doping records of the athletes. Speaking at a news conference in Rio de Janeiro, Bach said anyone who cheats has to know that they will be found out and banned.
The message is clear. There is no place to hide for cheats. And dopers can never feel safe anywhere because we are storing these samples and we will follow up on each evolution there in scientific research and testing methods.
The IOC had asked international sports federations to decide which Russian athletes could be free to compete in Rio. That followed a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency's investigator that detailed evidence of state-sponsored doping in Russia. For more on these stories, including Rio 2016, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.